Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, the 28th day of Sivan, is a very important day on the Jewish calendar for our generation. On the 28th day of Sivan in 1941, and this is the first reason why it's an important day, it's the day that the Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson and his wife, the Rebbetzin Chaya Mushka, arrived in New York from Europe. At that time, Europe was in the middle of World War II. The Holocaust, may Hashem protect us from such things. Rahman al-Islan, may Hashem have mercy on us. The tragic Holocaust was taking place. Millions of Jewish people were being slaughtered by the unspeakably evil Hitler, may his name be erased, and the Nazis were trying to actually catch the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, and they were able to escape. They took the very last boat out of Europe before the Nazis, may their name be erased, closed off the entire Europe with a blockade of submarines to prevent any ships going in or out. So, on the one hand, it's a day of Hatzalah. The Rebbe and the Rebbetzin were saved. Their lives were saved. But the Rebbe actually described it as an additional type of importance. And that is, as the Rebbe put it, a new era in spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus to the world. Now, I've told here before the story of the Baal Shem Tov, when he had one time Elias and Neshama, his soul went up to heaven and came to the chamber of Mashiach. And the Baal Shem Tov asked Mashiach, Amosai Kasimar, Master, when are you coming? Which this is actually the exact same question which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Mashiach when he had an opportunity to meet him in the times of the Roman Empire. His friend Eliyahu HaNavi, I say his friend, but of course Eliyahu HaNavi was at that point a malach, and he was someone who appeared to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quite often. Not a friend in the regular sense, but they were in contact very often. And Eliyahu HaNavi answered his question, where could he find Mashiach? He said, at the gates of Rome. And he explained to him that you'll be able to recognize Mashiach because the other people sitting at the gates of Rome, the people with different illnesses, all would, when it came time to change their bandages, would change all their bandages at once. Whereas Mashiach, who was sitting among them, when he would change his bandages, as the Gemara says that he was a metzora, he had an illness called tzaras, and so when he would change his bandages, he did it differently. He would only change one at a time. Why? Because Mashiach explained that if Hashem calls upon him to take the Yidden out of Galus, to take the Jewish people out of exile and bring them to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and so forth, if Hashem calls on him, he doesn't want to have to delay while he changes all of his bandages. Rather, if he changes just one at a time, he'll only have a very slight delay when he's called upon to bring the Geula, and that will be better for the Yidden to have a quicker beginning of the Geula. So in any case, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi found Mashiach. He was obviously disguised, and he asked him, Amosai Kasimar, when are you coming, Master? And Mashiach answered him, Hayom, today. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi got very excited and told everybody in his town, Mashiach's coming today. But Mashiach did not come that day. So he asked Eliyahu HaNavi what happened. Mashiach said he was coming today and he didn't. So Eliyahu HaNavi explained he meant, Hayom im tishmu b'kayli, quoting Tehillim, I will come today, Pasuk says, today if you listen to my voice, meaning Mashiach was saying, I will come today if you didn't listen to my voice, meaning the voice of Hashem who's giving instructions to the Jewish people. And if we follow Hashem's voice and instructions, then Mashiach can come today. But the Baal Shem Tov asked Mashiach, when's he coming? And Mashiach did not answer that. He answered, when the wellsprings of your teachings are spread to the outside. That is, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of Chassidus, of the inner spiritual essence of the Torah, when these teachings are spread to the outside, when the wellsprings are spread to the outside, not just the teachings, but the wellsprings of these teachings, then Mashiach will come. And so that became the mission of the Baal Shem Tov and Mitzvah Magid and all of the Hasidic rabbis, to spread the wellsprings of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, which that's what Hasidim study. They study the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov in various forms, from this Rebbe, from that Rebbe, but they're all basically the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, that became the mission, and especially the Chabad Rebbeim, focusing very, very much on spreading these teachings, because the more we spread these teachings, which are teachings that have revealed godliness, the quicker Mashiach will come. So when the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin arrived in New York on the 20th day of Sivan, 1941, at that time, the Rebbe says, began a new era in spreading the wellsprings. Because before that, the main teaching of Chassidus was in Europe, which was a place fairly close to Yerushalayim and fairly close to the place where the Torah was given. But in the Western Hemisphere, which Chassidus refers to as the Chatzi Kadr Tachton, the lower half of the globe, meaning the part that was not close to the giving of the Torah, the Western Hemisphere, North America, South America, as well as Australia and such places that are far, far away, Asia, far, far away from where the Torah was given. So here, the Torah was not really spread here so much, and especially not the teachings of Chassidus. So therefore, this becomes the main goal, to spread the teachings of Chassidus, not just throughout part of the world, but all the way down to the lowest part of the world, the part of the world that was not affected very much by the giving of the Torah. And to make truly a dear Elohim Baruch Tachtonim, a dwelling place for Hashem, truly in the lower realms. And that is what is remembered on this day. That is what we are inspired to do, that it should be a day in which we emphasize very much the spreading of the wellsprings of Chassidus to the outside, including to people and to places where one would not think it possible. But yes, the wellsprings of Chassidus, the teachings of godliness, can spread everywhere and to every person. That's what we're trying to do, and that certainly will bring Mashiach so much quicker, especially with your efforts as we partner together to learn extra Torah and to do extra mitzvahs, to really try to be responsible, fully participating members of Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem, that the IDF has its weapons, and we have our weapons, which are Torah and mitzvahs, weapons which bring more light into the world and automatically defeat evil. And in this way, by all of us doing our part and trying to do more than our part to bring Mashiach and taking it as a personal responsibility, certainly Mashiach will come so much quicker. May it happen immediately. And thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.